Rewind, 2024 edition on Web Radio Classics.
April 6th, 1875.
Busy singer, that's what I get when I come.
Alexander Graham Bell was granted a patent for the multiple telegraph, which sent two signals at the same time. April 6th, 1896. The first modern Olympic Games began in Athens, Greece. James B. Connolly of Boston, Massachusetts, won the first event by capturing the hop, skip, and jump contest. On April 6, 1909,
he talked to his team of Huskies as he mushed on through the snow. With the northern lights a-running wild in the land of the midnight sun.
Commodore Robert Perry became the first man to reach the North Pole, not counting Santa Claus, of course. Actually, Robert Perry and Matthew H. Henson, Perry's servant, were the first men to reach the North Pole. Because Henson was a black hired man, his presence at this historic moment was not recognized until 1945, when he received the Medal for Outstanding Service in the Field of Science from the U.S. government. April 6, 1916.
You ought to be in picture.
Charlie Chaplin was 26 years old this day when he signed a movie contract with a Mutual Film Corporation. He made a fair piece of change, too, $675,000 a year, and became the highest-paid film star in the world. On April 6, 1925...
If you knew Susie like I know Susie, oh, 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 what a girl, there's none so classy.
Eddie Cantor recorded the standard If You Knew Susie for Columbia Records. There was none classier. April 6, 1931.
Who's that little chatterbox, the one with pretty auburn locks? Whom do you see? It's Little Orphan Annie.
Little Orphan Annie, the comic strip character developed by Harold Gray, came to life on the NBC radio network. About five decades later...
It's a hard knock life for us. It's a hard knock life for us.
The comic strip inspired a Broadway play and a movie, both titled Annie. On April 6, 1945...
This is your FBI. The office broadcast from the files of the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
This is your FBI debuted on ABC Radio. Frank Lovejoy served as the narrator for the following 8 years. On April 6, 1956... Capitol Tower, the home of Capitol Records in Hollywood, was dedicated. The building was the first circular office tower designed in America. It is 13 stories tall and 92 feet in diameter. At night, a light at the tip of the tower blinks the letters H-O-L-L-Y-W-O-O-D in Morse code. April 6, 1959. America's funny men Bob Hope, Jerry Lewis, and Mort Saul entertained the guests of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences at the 31st Annual Academy Awards Ceremony. The audience filled the RKO Pantages Theater in Los Angeles with applause for the Best Picture of 1958.
Gigi, am I a fool without a mind, or have I merely been too blind to realize?
Gigi. The Best Actor Award went to David Niven for Separate Tables, as did the Best Supporting Actress Oscar for Wendy Hiller. Susan Hayward was honored for her Best Actress role in I Want to Live, and Best Supporting Actor was Burl Ives in The Big Country. On April 6, 1971, Rolling Stones Records was formed to promote the hits of the Rolling Stones. The famous Stones trademark, the Lips logo, became widely used. Brown Sugar was the first hit by the Rolling Stones on the new label, followed by Wild Horses, Tumbling Dice, and Bill Gates' favorite song. The number one record on this date in 1958 was...
Tequila.
Tequila by The Champs. And that's Rewind for April 6, 2024.
Listen for Rewind twice daily at 7:20 a.m. and 4:20 p.m. here on Web Radio Classics, the best music you forgot.